The legislature will gather in Juneau on July 11th for its second special session this year, but it might not be there for long. Lawmakers are talking about adjourning in Juneau and calling the legislature's own special session in Anchorage. Some say it will be convenient and save money, but it will also pose an obstacle for Anchorage legislators running for re-election. That's because state law bars them from raising campaign funds in the municipality where there's a special session. Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO in Juneau reports.
Governor Bill Walker wanted lawmakers to return to Juneau to address legislation restructuring permanent fund earnings. The legislature could also address raising taxes and changing oil and gas taxes. After having failed to address some of these issues in the last special session, many lawmakers aren't eager to spend another 30 days in the capital city. But wherever lawmakers convene will impact local campaigns. The law says legislators and legislative employees can't solicit or accept election contributions in either Juneau or any other municipality in which a special session is held. West Anchorage Democrat Matt Klayman questions whether the law is constitutional. He faces Republican Marilyn Stewart in the general election.
We should not be making fundraising calls from the Capitol building, but I'm not certain that constitutional freedom of association and freedom of speech protections make the regulation that's saying if you're in one city, you can raise money, but if you're in another city, you can't. I have constitutional concerns with this statute.
Klayman, who's a lawyer, says he may seek legal counsel and ask the Alaska Public Offices Commission and the Attorney General's office about the law. He hasn't made fundraising plans for the July 11th to August 11th time period. Some legislators who support moving the special session to Anchorage are resigned to the effect it will have on their fundraising. Representative Craig Johnson is running against Jeffrey Landfield and Natasha von Imhoff in the August 16th primary to replace Liesl McGuire in the Senate district stretching from Midtown to South Anchorage. He supports holding a special session in Anchorage and doesn't object to the fundraising ban.
It's much easier to have people come down and testify. So I think access to the process outweighs anything as it comes to my reelection or my ability to raise money on a personal level.
It's a view shared by Eagle River Republican Laura Reinbold, who faces Crystal Kennedy in the primary. Reinbold notes that holding the session in Anchorage would still allow more time to campaign, even if she can't fundraise.
It's a peak election time, which would also be, you know, in combination with legislative time. So, you know, it would definitely inhibit our ability to fundraise in our key community. However, I still think it's worth it to not be able to fundraise so we can be in our own communities with our people and sleeping in our own beds. That is worth a lot to me.
Representative Bob Lynn faces Chris Birch in the Republican primary to represent the areas of Huffman and Lower Hillside. He says having the special session in Anchorage would both improve public access and save transportation and per diem expenses for more lawmakers.
Of course, it's a concern not raising, being able to raise money during these periods of time. But the first concern has to be trying to deal with what the governor's put before us.
Senate President Kevin Meyer, who represents South Anchorage, doesn't face an election this year. He says there are enough votes in the Senate to move the location, and he says the fundraising ban could actually help the session, adding that legislators' first concern must be on representing voters.
Well, it's a concern, but my hope is that maybe we would get down to business and get done sooner if that prohibited folks from getting money.
It's not clear if there are enough votes in the House to change the special session's location. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.